a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Thursday morning means lyrical headlines, and it means Beck joins us from the newsroom. G'day, mate.
Hello. Happy Thursday, everybody, even though it's a bit cooler this morning.
It is a bit chilly out there, Beck. Great to see you. Now, you always have a theme for us. Have you got one for us today?
I do, and it's a bit of a twist today. I thought we've got two major movies coming out today, Oppenheimer and Barbie, obviously.
Yes.
I thought, what are the songs that when you hear it, you automatically think of a movie?
Oh, that's
a great thing. Today I'm thinking I want the song and the movie that it's well known with.
Oh my God.
Beautiful.
Whoa, okay.
I'm not a movie guy. Damn it. Come on.
I'm a
movie guy.
All right.
Okay. So what you're going to do is read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day jobs. If they're news bulletins, we'll need to decipher not only the song but the movie that it came from. If you get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Do we need the artist as well, or just the name of the song?
I think just the name of the song.
Okay.
If you know the artist, that's extra points.
Beautiful.
But, you know, I'm really looking for the movie this morning.
Love it.
All right. John, what's his name? Who did the Star Wars? John Williamson.
John.
Let's get it confused with John Williams.
John Williamson.
Emu. Mr. Emu.
I think he's John Williamson as well, isn't he? All right.
Tom didn't get it.
Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lingy.
Loggy.
I don't get it.
Straight
any.
Over the emu. That one?
No, I'm just thinking Star Wars with old man emu.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
It's all right. Don't get bogged down in it.
No.
It's okay.
All right.
I'll tell
go.
You later.
No, I think I'm catching up.
Yeah.
Here we go. Question number one.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Won't you come see about me? I'll be alone dancing, you know it, baby. Tell me your troubles and doubts, giving everything inside and out. Love strange, so real in the dark. Think of the tender things that we're working on. Slow change may pull us apart when the lights get into your heart, baby. Don't you forget about me.
Tom. Don't you forget about me, and is it the Breakfast Club?
It is.
Oh!
Not a movie guy.
Yeah.
Come on, Tom, do the famous last.
Well, we've got to wait. Isn't it the end of the song?
Yes.
Well done.
I feel good.
Just a bad guy, a bad boy with a good heart from the wrong side of the tracks.
And
I'm the dandruff girl.
Who was the artist?
Simple Minds.
Thank you.
You are a dandruff girl. I said daddy's girl. All right, here we go. Question number two.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world?
Link. Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper from the movie, why am I blanking?
Loggies next.
A Star is Born.
Yes!
Oh my God.
Oh, well done.
That was incredible.
Thank you so much.
Have you seen that movie?
Love it.
Yeah, right.
So good,
okay.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I can't watch the end, but...
Mm. And the fact, Lingy, that you put the artist in as well, I'm doubly impressed.
Yeah, so that was a bonus point.
No, absolutely not.
In case you're telling.
One each. Here we go. Question number three, tiebreaker, or if you'd like to get involved, Loggy.
I'll try.
Go for it.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. It's a curious thing. Make a one man weep, make another man sing.
Oh.
Change a hawk to a little white dove. More than a feeling, that's the power of love.
Loggy!
Ah.
Huey Lewis in the news, Power of Love, Back to the Future 1.
Yes.
I knew it was Back to the Future. Damn it. Don't take fame. Don't need
no credit card I think I have to bring the kids into Back to the Future. I was doing this morning
going, such
a great movie. I'm going to have to introduce them to Back to the Future, I think. That's
the power of love. Yeah, nice one.
Brilliant.
All right.
Tiebreaker.
Here we go.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. No, I don't know why you're not fair. I give you my love, but you don't care. So what is right and what is wrong? Give me a sign. What is love, baby? Don't
Tom, hurt me. Hadaway, What is Love, and A Night at the Roxbury.
Yes!
Yes!
What a movie! Baby, don't hurt
me. Don't hurt me. Everyone do it. Here we go. Next.
Yeah, so good. That was great. Oh, that's a movie I have seen because it was when I used to watch movies. So.
There you go.
Oh,
That was a fantastic.
That was fun.
Round.
Yeah, really good, Beck. I loved it, and I particularly enjoyed winning.
We might have to do part two next week.
Sure.
So many other movies.
I was on the tip of my tongue was just Kenny Loggins, Top Gun. I was just like waiting.
Oh,
you're
ready for that one? Yeah. That's my mistake usually. Anyway, that's a win for me, and it's a win for everybody as well because you know I'll share it with you, and we will play again next Thursday.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast
online. There is a lady who's put on social media that a few photos.
Was it on the internet, though?
Yeah. On the internet, yeah. I was about to say that. And
on the World Wide Web.
You two were going to jump all over it like you did.
On Netscape.
Right, yeah. Firefox, I was on recently.
With basically the caption, "My boyfriend is way hotter than me and I love it when other women hit on him."
Yeah.
So this is a young woman in America. She's sharing it on her social media that her current boyfriend is a 10 out of 10, way out of her league, which she shouldn't be thinking like that, but loves it when other women try and hit on her hot boyfriend.
Yeah.
What a load of absolute codswallop.
Look,
rubbish.
It's always nice when you start hooking up with someone, right? And I would have a photo of Jimmy that I stole from his Facebook, and I would be like, "Check out this dude.
Yeah.
I'm hooking up with this guy. Look at him.
Good looking guy.
I think Jimmy's quite attractive, right?
So
and
do
quite
I.
out of my league, also. And so I would show photos of him and be like, "Man, this dude's hot, right?" And you always want people to be like your friends to be like, "Oh, hottie,
yeah,
right." You never want them to be like, "Oh, yeah."
Yeah, do you want them to be hottie and I'm going to get myself some of that?
Well, do you know what? I think it's kind of cute when, just say you're standing at a bar and someone's talking to them and you're from afar and you're just like, "Oh, good on you. You still got it."
Oh, yeah.
Bless. Right? Well done.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's great. But if it was like full on flirting, you know.
Okay.
I would get a bit like, "Who are you?"
Yes, thank you.
But not in a...
Love it like this lady's claiming to be. Now, can I add a little bit more? She says, "I go out of town for work a lot, so he's just out there doing things in the wild by himself."
Are you sure this wasn't... You didn't read this in a magazine?
No.
With articles and pictures,
"Girls are bold enough when I'm around, but when I'm not around, it's a whole new level of audacity.
Yeah.
There are girlies who wait for me to not be around to shoot their shot at my boyfriend."
And then she just what? She just stands in the corner and just watches from afar.
But claims to love it.
Well, there are people, you know.
Maybe she would like more than that even. She could, I don't know. Good on her for being secure, I think, in the relationship.
Yeah.
She's lying.
No, I think you'll find. Yeah. I think you'll find that there are people that enjoy that.
You know, that sort of. They find it exciting.
What the fact they enjoy other girls just hitting left, right, and centre on their boyfriend?
That's probably not what we're getting at there, Lingy. We're sort of probably thinking a little bit sort of further down the track than that. But
that's the way you two. Your minds go.
No
my heart is pure.
Back
no
to your
judgment.
Magazine, Lingy.
Yeah. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Go on to Devon for this story. And Dan the Butler is giving us advice. And you might be thinking, why am I listening to Dan the Butler?
Dan Butler? I think I went to high school.
Not Dan Butler.
I find that hilarious because St Kilda player Dan Butler.
Yeah. No, it is Dan the Butler. Daniel Prattley. He is a former assistant to Joan Rivers, RIP. Also, he works with wealthy families across the world. Luxury villa hospitality, that's his wheelhouse, right? He's a butler to the rich and famous. And he has said that you should never open a bottle of wine gifted at a dinner party by a guest of yours. You should never then crack the wine and say, "Here, everyone," because it implies that you have poor planning and you have not bought enough alcohol for your guests. And I do not agree.
And I don't agree either. It's not like someone has to bring a present to the dinner party. It's like they're bringing something along, so therefore, hey, let's open up, let's all share this together.
Yeah.
I thought you kind of had to. It was a way of saying, "Yeah, that's a really nice bottle, I'll share it with everyone," rather than, "No, that bottle that you brought along is not good enough for my dinner party. No way I'm opening that one."
Full disclosure, we planned this yesterday. Sometimes we prepare the show the day before.
You wouldn't believe it.
You would, yeah. I know it doesn't sound like it. But full disclosure, we did discuss this and say we're going to bring it to the table tomorrow, meaning this morning. And then last night, my brother and my sister-in-law came over for dinner.
Yeah.
And we said, don't bring anything. They're like, what can we bring? Don't bring anything. It's okay, we'll sort it out. We cooked Sancho Bao. Kalia did. Great. Delicious. But they brought a bottle of wine.
Nice.
And we opened it and we drank it.
Yeah. See?
But I was overthinking it, wasn't I? Because now I'm like, oh, do I or don't I? What's the politics on
it? Exactly.
Yeah. 5223 2955. Sarah in Bell Park, what do you think, mate?
Let me put another spin on it.
Oh.
What if the guest bought it, like either a bottle of wine or food that you want for yourself? So what if you just keep it until the guest's gone and just indulge in that for yourself?
Okay, so they've brought along, instead of a box of favourites, they've brought along a box of Belgian chocolates from their recent trip to Europe. And you're like,
yeah,
I'm not opening these up for everyone because I want these for myself. It might be considered rude, though.
Mm. Well, so Dan the butler's saying that's fine. That's what you should do. Don't open them.
Don't open it.
I think you have to, Sarah.
Well, depends on what it is.
Don't go against Dan the butler. No. He'll jump for you. He will indeed. Jennifer in Bell Post Hill, what say you? If someone brings something to your house, do you have to serve it?
Well, I was actually a nanny over in London for quite a upper class family. And so I actually witnessed this a few times. And what they would do, that if it was family members, you open it. But if it was friends and family, they do not. I mean, if it was friends or like work or whatever, they do not.
Tell us, Jennifer, so they've got the bottle of wine. They'd not opened it on the night that the people are there. And then the next night, it's dinner time again, and then they open it and they all sit around and they laugh and laugh and laugh and drink and enjoy and have a great time, laugh about how stupid the other people are. Is that right?
I don't know. They have to, like, in London, they literally drink every night, like at least one glass.
I would too.
Jennifer, can I just clarify one thing? Do they put it in a carafe first before they then share it out in the glasses? Or decanter? Something.
You're too fancy, Lingy.
Yeah, way too fancy.
Fancy boy. I believe on the line now we have someone who was at my house for dinner last night.
Oh, amazing.
Yes, you do. How are you?
Hey, this is Luella, my sister-in-law. Hello. Hey, mate.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you? Good. So tell us, did we do the right thing opening that wine last night or what?
You absolutely did the right thing. You also cooked. So I think if somebody's cooking for you particularly, you have to bring a bottle of wine and you should open the guests because you guys have cooked.
So don't use your own bottle of wine. Use the guest's bottle of wine.
Well, I think if you've cooked, so you're already using your ingredients, you're using your house.
Yes.
We're offering. We can't just sit at your table and not bring anything. That's so rude.
Now, we want to know the truth.
Right?
What's Tom as a host? Yeah, we know Kalia. It's 5 stars. We know. Tom as a
She's
host?
10 stars. Yeah. She's 10 out of 10. Yeah. Totally.
And Tom, though?
Yeah. Tom, 10 out of 10.
Yes.
Dream, we knew it.
You're
they're
beautiful.
They're a dream hosting pair. Also,
yeah, Ling and I are yet to know about
wrangling,
that.
Bathing children while hosting. So that's they're doing it all together. They're superstars.
I love you, Lou.
Absolutely.
Mainly because you're taking one to the team and marrying my brother. So.
Someone had to do it, Tom. I'm happy to do it.
Awesome. Well, you can come around again. I think we've settled that one.
I think we have.
Yep, rip in, guys.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Tackle Your Feelings, an amazing free mental health training program for community footy and netball coaches, as well as committee members and other club support staff. We are going to go and tackle straight into this issue right now with program coordinator Luke Ma and also Cat superstar Tommy Stewart on the phone as well. Luke, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Really good, thanks. Thanks
good
for popping in, mate.
No worries.
Lots to talk about with Tackle Your Feelings, but with Tommy Stewart on the phone, good morning, mate.
Morning, guys. How are we all?
We're good, thanks. We have to talk a bit of footy, of course.
Yeah, can I jump in? Good morning, Stewie. Good morning, Luke, as well.
Thanks,
but
I've
got to get the footy stuff out of the way,
go
if that's
for it,
okay.
We've
got some serious stuff to talk about with Tackle Your Feelings as well. But, Stewie, huge game this week. Both my colleagues here, my co-hosts, Tom and Loggy, are Essendon supporters. So I'm basking in the glory of your magnificence last Saturday night. But this one in Brisbane against Brisbane will be a nice challenge.
It will, mate, yeah. We're really excited about the opportunity to get up to sunny Queensland and test ourselves against a really strong Brisbane team. We like to think of them as one of the better teams in the competition, so it's probably come at a really great time for us as a group to come up against them and a really strong system in what will be probably a hostile environment.
Tom, very cold in Victoria at the moment. Obviously, it will be warmer up in Brisbane. Have you been spending a bit of time in the bathroom with both sets of heat lights on?
Just the one set of heat lamps, mate. No, I can't handle the two. Get the off, mate.
I'm with you on that. If I do that, I get sunburned.
I do have to say, last time we had you in the studio, as being an Essendon supporter, was when Joe Danaher played for the Bombers, and I used to every week roll out, this week will be the week he kicks 12, because I thought one week he would and I'd look like a genius, and it was in the lead up to a Cats Bombers game, and I think I said that to you, and you were pretty certain that it wouldn't happen, and you were right.
Be careful, Tom. Don't say it again.
You're playing the Lions this weekend, Tommy Stewart. Is there a chance Joe Danaher kicks 12?
I don't think so, but you know, who knows, there's plenty of things and plenty of unknowns in football, and you know, Joe's having a really good year, and I hope he doesn't kick 12 against us, let's say that.
Tommy, do you realise how much defenders hate you suggesting that a forward might even kick one goal on them?
No, I don't, obviously. Nice. How do you feel about the Cats, the way you're travelling? You seem like you're coming good at the right time of the year, Stu.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a different sort of a year for us. A lot of different factors have sort of impacted the way we've been performing, but we feel as though probably since the bye we've started to look a bit more like ourselves in terms of not only personnel but the way we're sort of playing the game. So we understood that from pre-season. We had a lot of new people come into the club and come into some pretty pivotal roles. So there's always going to be a bit of a teething period in that, but we're really happy with the way some of those new guys have come in and the way some of the young boys are starting to attack the game. So we're not overly stoked with our record, but we feel as though the games that we're playing in are starting to look a little bit more like Cats footy, which is something we're really pleased about.
Love seeing the young boys come in to the side and do great work, like Mark O'Connor, which was, you know, hard as a Bombers fan, but it was well past that time. So when he kicked a goal, I was like, go, Mark. And also a bit of an Irish jig played at the time, which got the crowd up and about. Do you love a bit of music at the game? Because some people get very upset, including Cameron Ling, whenever there's music played at the game, it's like, no, it's not basketball.
Not between goals.
Not between goals.
Stewie, your opinion on this?
Not my role, Wingy. You know, the marketing team and everyone down at the Cats does such a great job. If they're trying to build a bit of atmosphere, mate, you should maybe just take that on board. But no, I think taking it back to Mark, we were really proud of the way he handled himself on the weekend. And I think it shows how much respect we have for Zach Merritt as a player. And he did a fantastic job. And we just felt the need to get around him a bit in that last quarter and give him a bit of love.
It was a great performance from the Cats, is what I will say. And you're a wonderful ambassador for the team. You're also a wonderful ambassador for Tackle Your Feelings, which is a great mental health training program for community AFL clubs, netball clubs as well. Now, you're very heavily involved with this. We need to catch up with you about it. Going to bring Luke in on the conversation as well. We'll just take a little break. Tom Stewart joins us on KROQ 955.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Hello again, Luke.
Morning again, guys. Yeah, Thanks for having me.
Great to have you in here, and also Tom on the line as well. Luke, just can you give us a quick overview, Tackle Your Feelings, what it does, what it provides to these local sporting clubs?
Yeah, look, Tackle Your Feelings has been around for a number of years now. I think Nick Walsh was the instigator in getting it up and running. It's an AFL Coaches Association and Players Association-led program with the backing of Zurich. And it's really designed to give, initially it was designed to give coaches that extra tool in their coaching tool belt to be able to identify signs of their players' poor mental health. And now we're in a position now where we can go out as Leisure Network staff to go out along with our psychiatrists and psychologists to go out there and teach these practices to the clubs.
I'd imagine as a local sporting coach, it could almost be overwhelming, the feeling of, okay, I've got to coach the team, football or netball, and get them playing their best particular sport. But there's so much more to that, so much going on in their own lives and different things that you've got to look out for now. So I'm sure clubs would love the opportunity to just be upskilled in identifying a lot of these things.
And you're totally right, Lingy. It's one of those ones where coaches jump into a role that they think, I'm just going to coach a footy team, or a netball coach is going to jump in and coach a netball team. But you're so much more than that. You're sort of the figurehead of the footy club, netball club, and a lot of the stuff that they do, they probably don't understand that when they get into the role. Even some of the older school coaches, and we've got coaches out there that have been coaching local footy for 20 years, and I think the biggest thing that I've learnt with this program is that it might only help one person at your club, but that's one person that wouldn't have got help prior to that. So, like I said, it's something that we're very proud of at Leisure Networks, to be able to be part of this from a Tackle Your Feelings point of view. The crew in Melbourne from Tackle Your Feelings do an amazing job as well as pushing the message. And now we get to have a Tackle Your Feelings game on Saturday between St Mary's and Geelong West Giants.
Tom Stewart from the Cats, still on the line, mate, and an ambassador for Tackle Your Feelings. You've obviously played at the highest heights as a professional footballer in the AFL, where it's a pressure cooker situation. But, you know, you've had your experience coming up through South Barwon and whatnot. And I imagine mental health issues sort of don't discriminate, do they?
No, not at all, Tom. I think it's, for me personally, having a bit of a different journey to most, it took me a little while to understand the pressure and the scrutiny of AFL football. And to have this program is something that's delivered to local level, it's something I'm really proud to be a part of. One of the psychologists who actually started this on-board program is Dave Williams, who's our Cat psych. So to see him and a project that he's passionate about and be able to deliver it at local level is something, again, that I'm extremely proud of and really excited to be a part of.
And also, I guess, breaking the stigma too, Stewie?
I didn't get that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it, at local level, it's, as Luke probably touched on before, it's something that's not important, but not something that's seen as important at local level. It's probably, you know, the community of local footballers. You come in, you know, you train and then you play. But I think it's, especially coming out of COVID and the things that have happened there, it's that sense of belonging and that sense of community to have these tools in order to probably have a bit more of a meaningful conversation at football, local football level, is something that can't be underestimated.
Luke, you mentioned the game coming up, St Mary's versus West. How else, just people who are listening right now, interested or they want to reach out, they want more information, or they want to help support it, how can our listeners be a part of all of this that Tackle Your Feelings is doing?
Look, probably the initial conversation happens at the club, and they can come back to us either at Leisure Networks or through Tackle Your Feelings. But as Tom said, and Tom's been fantastic, he's a new ambassador this year, and obviously his connection back to community with all the work that he did previously with South Barwon, and now obviously a superstar at the Cats. For us, it's that contact. We're coming to the end of the year, so it's tough to get the sessions in play, but certainly moving forward into next year and years moving forward, we want to make sure that we touch every single club within our region. We've got 44 clubs, counting the Colac clubs, which will be down there in the next couple of Tuesday nights. So we just want to make sure that the message is sent out there to everyone that it's okay to have poor mental health, and you've got people around you at club level to be able to assist.
All right. Luke Maher from Leisure Networks, you do wonderful work. Tommy Stewart, safe travels heading up to Brizzy this weekend. All the best for the game against the Lions. Thank you for staying on the line for so long too. You're a busy man, so we'll let you go.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate the chat.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Now, a lot of people talking about cash money at the moment, right? And we've all grown up with cash. And we've all grown up with banks.
Varying amounts.
No, but I'm talking about physical cash money. Yep. Everyone has grown up with that. And now a lot of people trying to push us into a cashless society where they say,
there's no cash here. Here, there's no cash, all right? Cash, no. Robbo?
No cash.
Now,
Robbo?
What a movie.
So the ANZ, there were stories rolling around on this. The ANZ, someone went to the bank.
Yes.
And said, can I have money, please? Yeah. Physical money. And they said, no. Cash, not here.
Yeah, no right? cash. Robbo?
And now the Commonwealth Bank branch, one
sorry,
of these.
Sorry. If we're reenacting this, if we're going to drop this into this chat, you need to be Robbo. Okay,
okay, I'm Robbo.
Okay.
Cash, no. Lingy?
No, I'm Robbo.
No, cash, no. Robbo?
No cash.
No, it was just no. Don't worry about it. Anyway, so the Daily Mail sent someone in to the Commonwealth Bank and they were told, no, cash not here. Here, no. 5-10 minute walk up the road. That's where you can go to a bank to get cash. This is just a bank for like business chats. Pardon? Pardon? Sorry. No, you're a bank. You're a bank. Where's the money?
So what they're saying is, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you can't get it out from branches now in these cases. There are only special ATMs where you can still withdraw cash.
Yes.
And they have been reduced, the number of those. So it is a shrinking availability of your cash.
Yes.
Cash that is owned by you and they are simply holding it in their bank for you.
Yes.
So if I call my bank manager, the conversation is going to sound like,
there's no cash here. Here, there's no cash. All right? Cash, no. Robbo? No cash.
So they were told, that's right, we're a specialist centre. We do have an ATM, but there's another one that's 5 to 10 minutes walk away. So you need to go there. I'm not having it.
You know
sorry, I'm not. This angers me to no end.
You know why they're doing it?
To make extra money for themselves.
Off the card fees. Exactly right.
They want people to be forced to put their money in the bank.
Guys, banks don't make big profits. There's no margin in money.
The thing is, with a cashless society, and you would have noticed this because I notice it as well, every time you go to pay for something now, I'm paying the fees of the FPOS terminal.
Yep.
So what was $10 is now $10.13.
Correct.
Regardless of whether I use my debit, my savings card, or whatever it is, cashless society also means tax man knows exactly what you're spending your money on. And I'm not saying be dodgy, but I don't need people knowing all the things that I spend my money on all the time.
Sounds
is
to me
just
like
cause
you're
I'm
saying
a be dodgy. Is it just because I'm a wog? I don't know. Maybe, but cash is king.
Yeah.
Should we always have our cash available for when we want it. If
exactly.
we want to withdraw it from the bank in cash, it's ours. We should. 100%.
What's going to happen? There's going to be one ATM in the whole of Geelong.
Exactly.
Sorry,
right.
We don't have ATMs on the Ballarine, the Surf Coast Range. Now, there's one in Geelong and that's where everyone gets their money. Is that where it's going? I don't know. I don't think so, but still, I'm worried.
Tenno's on 52232955 from Clifton Springs. Are you a cash guy, Tenno?
I am a cash guy. I totally agree with Loggie. It's a joke.
You can't do it.
You can't.
It's really worrying.
If you want to get yourself even angrier, Log, Google like the value of $50 in cash versus credit. And go the journey of the $50 note staying in cash is still always worth $50.
Yeah.
But if you do $50 by credit card, bank takes its couple of percent, then it goes to the next transaction, couple of percent. Like 15 transactions later, that $50 is worth like $23 to the consumer.
Yeah. Mm,
but to the bank, billions of
profits. Exactly right.
Every year, skimming that cream off the top. That's my fat. I want to keep my fat.
Okay. You're doing a good job. 52232955. What is happening to the world? Should you be able to go to the bank and get cash out? I know it seems like a silly question, but give us a call. 52232955.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
I'm getting a bit upset.
You're steamed up, Log.
I'm steamed up. Is it because I'm Macedonian? Maybe. Is it because that I'm just a person in the community? Also, maybe. But also, I want to chat about cash.
Okay.
And also the fact that a lot of banks now are running with a bit of a trend.
There's no cash here. Here, there's no cash. All right? Cash, no. Robbo? No cash.
Staff at the Commonwealth Bank, not all of the branches. Some of the branches have joined ANZ and the NAB as well.
Oh, is it NAB as well? Hang on.
There's a trend of opening cashless branches. people go into the bank and say, can I have some money, please? And they say, cash, no. Here, no cash. Mm. You have to go to one of our specialist ones. They've got cash.
Yeah.
Sorry. No.
Digital transaction. Oh, we'll put a fee on that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and we'll just keep skimming that fat.
Mm.
No one will notice. It's just, what, a couple of cents from every person in Australia at all times?
Yeah.
No, dodgy. Don't like it. Sorry, don't care. We cannot go to a non-cashless society.
Loggy is all fired up, and I love it. I'm with you 100% on this one. Maddie from Corio's with us on the line. Maddie, are you with Log on this?
I am, absolutely. So we brought a car last year and we saved up for it to get the $10,000 cash deposit out. It was a second-hand car. We had to write down and tell the lady at the bank why we wanted to take our own money out. So we saved. It was not a loan. It was our money. But because it was over their $5,000 withdrawal limit, they wanted to know why.
Mm.
We were taking out our own money. And it just annoyed me. But not only that, we had to go to Hoppers Crossing to withdraw that amount because the Corio branch didn't have it.
Wow.
Okay. Maddie, you've just reminded me. I closed a term deposit this year. And I also had to fill out. The guy behind the desk was like, so why are you taking out that money? I'm like, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm taking my money.
Why are you taking it out? You have to tell us why. I'm like, well, it's a term deposit that I want to put on a house now. So that's the reason. But why are you asking me that?
It's none of your business. Yeah, it's my money.
Well, we have to put it on the form.
I agree with Maddie too. Yeah. Nothing more annoying than having to go to Hoppers Crossing. Diane in Finesford, what do you think about cashless banks, mate?
No. Absolutely agree with Lockie and the others. We need cash. Like when you teach your kids about money and they're doing jobs around the house, the reward is physical cash in their hand.
Mm.
And I think one of the other things that has a huge effect on people is budgeting. Now, if you've got cash in your pocket, that's all you spend. If you've got a credit card or a debit card, you just keep spending till the bloody runs out. Put the cash in your pocket. Spend what you've got, what you know you can spend. And I think lots of people would improve their budgeting and their circumstances. I mean, you just know how much you've got.
Yeah.
Like, old mate down the road, he's selling some veggies or plants or whatever. Give him cash. That's all he wants. He doesn't want
cash.
That's your dad.
I know him, Diane.
You might be him, Lockie.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great point, though. You just tap with your card.
Agreed.
You don't think, I've got 50 in my pocket and that's all I've got to spend on that for the whole day or the week or whatever it is. You're right, Diane. That's a great point. Luke in Armstrong Creek's with us as well. Luke, are you also with everyone at the moment?
Absolutely. I mean, how are you meant to give presents and only give gift cards all the time and then they're limited to what they can buy?
Do you know what? Luke, you've also reminded me of something. I brought a gift card for my brother for his birthday.
Yeah.
It was one of those Visa ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a $50 one, but I had to pay $53.
Yeah, $53, $54. Oh. They charge you for the privilege.
For the privilege. Whereas other cards, the David Jones card, for my sister, I just got a $50 and I paid $50. And I was like, this
Westfield
is
gift
making me angry.
They make you pay for a Westfield one. All good people is what I would say.
You know what they rely on too? That you'll always leave $2 or $3 or $4 on that gift card and go, oh, well, that's pretty much all spent.
Void,
They're like, oh, well, I'm not going to find something for $2.20, so I'll just ignore it.
Yeah.
That's money in their pocket.
All right, Luke, fight the power, mate, fight the power. Keaton in Geelong West, wrap this up for us, mate. What do you feel about cashless banks?
Well, I just think it's ruining my plans because I'm going to Bali for my 21st birthday and I plan to get $4,000 in cold hard cash out of the bank and count it every single day before I go and take it over and live like a king.
Somebody think of
Kate. His Bali trip. Bring us back a Bintang singlet, please.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on KROQ 955.